George Washington, our first president, added the prayer, "So help me God," to his inauguration oath, and then he reverently stooped and kissed the Bible, which had been used in the oath. Andrew Jackson, America's 7th president, referred to the Bible as the rock on which our republic rests. He read from the Word daily at least 3 to 5 chapters. Abraham Lincoln, 16th president, called the Word the best gift God has ever given to man. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. Woodrow Wilson, 28th president, once stated, "The Bible is the word of life. I beg that you will read it and find this out for yourself. When you have read the Bible, you will know it is the word of God, because you will have found in it the key to your own heart, your own happiness, and your own duty." 40th president, Ronald Reagan, wrote, "Inside the Bible's pages lie all the answers to all the problems man has ever known. I hope Americans will read and study the Bible. It is my firm belief that the enduring values presented in its pages have a great meaning for each of us and for our nation. The Bible can touch our hearts, order our minds, and refresh our souls." Ladies and gentlemen, it ought to mean more to us than simply "In God We Trust," written on our coins and currency. The fact that we are a Bible-believing people, or at least once were, should have a deep and significant meaning for the future direction of our country. It is important that we realize what Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew chapter 21 and verse 42. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the Scriptures?" "Never read what, Lord?" "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." He quoted to them Scripture. It is important that each one of us recognize the importance and value of Scripture, because without such a recognition, we will find ourselves going down a path that we just simply do not want to pursue. Do we really want to pursue the path of secularness? That is, the path that leads down to a society that does not know or recognize God at all? What will happen to our country in the end thereof? Will we not be found in rank immorality, having destroyed homes, having wrecked marriages? Will we not find ourselves then in a case where people have no motivation to work, where laziness and crime abounds? All of these things will come from a secular and godless society. If we allow America to go in that direction without the preserving influence of the salt of the earth, which is God's people, His church, you will find that kind of influence. Ladies and gentlemen, we should strive to get people to go back to their roots in the Scripture, to get them to understand that without the guiding force of the Bible, they will simply have no direction from God, and they will have no hope in the world. "Have you never read in the Scriptures?" Jesus said. That isn't the only time he said that. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 29, Jesus answered and said to a group of people there, "You are mistaken, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God." If someone doesn't know their Bible, if someone doesn't read their Bible, then they're going to suffer. This suffering not only entails different calamities that will come upon their soul, but the suffering also is because they do not know what to do in this life. The answer to the problems of life, as our presidents in the past have referred to, is found in the Scripture. Luke chapter 24 and verse 45, "He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures." In order for us to understand or comprehend the Scriptures means that we are going to have to, make actual use of our brains. We're going to have to work at it. There are so many people who want to understand religion, but they don't want it too bad because they're unwilling to put forth any kind of effort. Ladies and gentlemen, your child is not going to learn how to ride a bike unless they put forth the effort. You are not going to get a job unless you put forth the effort. You're not going to get the diploma, young people, unless you put forth the effort. People have to do that in order to get by. Someone who tries to beat the system, go and find a diploma mill school somewhere that will give them a piece of paper, may find that one day that diploma is not worth any more than the paper it's written on. Those who try to cheat the system and live off of the welfare system and just kind of, get by as best they can, may find that their bodily health suffers, that they are not able to enjoy life, and that they generally are finding that, what they thought would be an easy life has only resulted in their sufferings. If you do not follow after the direction of Scripture, all kinds of bad things will happen to you, both in spirit and in body. In John chapter 5 and verse 39, he says, "You search the Scriptures, for in them," Jesus said, "you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me." The greatest tragedy of all of someone not putting forth the effort to study the Scriptures is that not that they didn't take the advice of our past presidents, but the greatest tragedy is that they will not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Oh, they may think they can have some kind of religious experience or something that will help them along and give them an understanding, and, they'll be all right with God. But they simply will not understand the Scriptures that can give them life, and they will suffer as a result of it. Let's go back and look at this Scripture in more detail. John 5, verse 39, "You search the Scriptures." Jesus encouraged people to look in their Bibles. Once again, what did he say back in Matthew 21? "Have you never read in the Scriptures?" He expects people to look in their Bibles. For those who think that they can have a religion, but it's not Bible-based, then you are sadly mistaken, ladies and gentlemen. It must be Bible-based in order for us to have the surety in our hearts that we know we're doing what's right. You don't know a single thing about Jesus Christ for sure, except that you go to the Scriptures. Now let me repeat that. You don't know a single thing about Jesus Christ except you go to the Scriptures. Oh, somebody says, well, other written sources refer to Jesus Christ, but those are uninspired. You don't really know that what they're saying is accurate or that it's true. Well, there are things, you know, that the way just God made us, I mean, we can know some things about right and wrong. I said about Jesus Christ. You simply don't have salvation and you do not know about the Savior himself unless you go to the Bible. The Bible itself even explains those natural inclinations and the way in which God has made us and the world around us. The only way you can understand nature itself is to look into the wisdom that God has provided unto us. Those things that belong to us and to our children are revealed unto us. The secret things belong unto God, it says in Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Let's make sure that we rely upon the Scripture. And then we've got Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Speaking of those people in Berea, they were spoken of, not the Berea around here locally, mind you, in Monroe County, but the Berea of the Bible. They were more noble, more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the Word of God with all readiness, and they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Paul, you say that's so, but let's go back to the Bible. And Paul says, yes, let's go back to the Scripture. And let's make sure that what I'm telling you is right, and I will prove it to you. And that's exactly what he did to them. They were more fair-minded, more noble than those in Thessalonica. So many people walk around today and their minds are closed to the truth. But does not the Bible say thy word is truth? And does not the Bible say that the word or the truth can make us free? John 8, verse 32. If you want to indeed be free from your sins, you're going to have to open yourself up. You're going to have to be more noble. You're going to have to be fair-minded. And say, Lord, speak, your servant hears, whatever it is in the Word. If I bring you book, chapter, and verse, why do you not believe me? But if I do bring it to you, then why do you not accept it for the good of your soul? Well, if I did what you told me, Tim, I'd be going to church every week. Yeah, that's right. Well, if I did what you told me, Tim, I'd never have any fun. What do you mean, not any fun? I have fun every day. Well, I wouldn't get out here and go to drinking. That's right, you wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't be going over the honky-tonks and do that. That's right, you wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't be going out here with my buddies, you know, and smoking weed or doing this and do that. That's right, you wouldn't. But just because you can't do those things doesn't mean you can't have any fun in life. The problem we have with a lot of people is that their goal in life is not to help anybody. Their goal in life is to live for the flesh. There is a much greater joy than the joys of the flesh. There is a much greater goal in life, and that is to pursue after righteousness, to pursue after goodness, all the things that God has provided for us in His Word. This is the true way of God. And if somebody doesn't want to follow after that, then, my friend, you're not going to enjoy hell. I'll tell you that for sure. You may think that you want the pleasures of sin for a season, but there is a high price that comes with that, and you're unwilling to pay it. Even those who were crucifying Jesus didn't really realize what they were doing. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, our Lord said. You don't really comprehend the awful consequences of sin. The only way you can appreciate the terribleness of sin, the only way you can understand how to get out from underneath the yoke of sin, is to look to the Bible. Be open-minded, be fair-minded, be a noble person, and search out the Scriptures. They received the Word with all readiness. When somebody brought Bible to those people in Berea, they were ready to do it. If I bring you the book, chapter, and verse, are you ready to do it? If I tell you that the Lord God wants you to honor Jesus Christ in remembrance of Him every single week at church, are you ready and willing to do it? If I tell you honestly and humbly that we are sinners looking for the grace of God in the Bible and finding it through the way of Jesus Christ who gave Himself for us, why would you not be interested in that? It is a beautiful message that the Lord Himself has given His own body so that we might be freed from sin in our spirits, so that we might be able to serve God underneath the spiritual message of the Bible in the directions that Jesus gives in His new will or new covenant, the New Testament. Following after this, we find the way of life, eternal life in God. That's why they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Don't just take it because I say so. What is Tim McHenry? I could tell you a lie. I could do something that would mess you up, but the Bible will never steer you wrong. The Apostle Paul one time told some people in the Bible, "Am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me?" But we find in this message from Jesus and the apostles that there's every reason to believe. And if I am indeed telling you the truth, that you need to straighten your life out today, you need to get right with God, and you need to be reading your Bibles, why do you not believe me? It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for us to turn our souls around. It's time for America to get back to the bedrock upon which we were based, Jesus Christ, as revealed in the Scripture. Why is it that the founder of our country, George Washington, when he had that inaugural oath, said, "So help me God"? It's because he realized his obligation before God to provide things honest in the sight of all men, to be responsible for the people around him. Don't live for yourself any longer. Live for God and turn unto him while you still have time and opportunity. I thank you for listening today. Won't you tune in each opportunity you have to our radio broadcast from the Mount Gilead Church of Christ and come by and see us when you can.